I understand that as you look around our country currently, things can seem dark, even depressing, hopeless at times. I'm here to remind you, it is our job to fight. Happy Friday. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. If you have been with us for a while, you're aware that we talk about a variety of very important, even life-saving topics on this program. But consistently, we have a few key messages. One of those messages is that we live under the empire of lies. And that empire of lies constantly bombards us with fear tactics and deception to try and demoralize us and to try to control us. So that's the negative message. But we also have a positive message as well. And that message is, don't trust the plan. Okay, there is no plan out there. There's no one man riding in on some white horse to save this country. No, we have to be the plan. We are the ones that God chose, that he expects to pick up the sword and fight and to take action. We are the ones, through the free will that he gave us, who control our own lives, the fate of our children, and the fate of our country. And that's not a bad thing. No, it's a good thing. It's awesome. Actually, it's great to be able to take our own fate into our hands. And we understand that at times it's a little terrifying too, but that's just how it is, having real control over our lives. It's the price that we pay to not be slaves. Actually, it's what makes us heirs to the legacy of the early Christians and the patriots of 1776. Those people fought to keep the Christian faith alive. Those people fought to establish a new constitutional republic on this earth. So what do we fight to do? Something just as important, if not more so. Just like the early Christians, we fight to preserve Christianity. Just like the patriots of 1776, we fight to preserve our constitutional republic. And at the root of all of that, the most important battle, the most important war, we also fight to protect our most precious resource, our children. You know, 600 years ago, there was this massive Islamic empire called the Ottoman Empire. It ruled over the entire Middle East, all of North Africa, most of Eastern Europe. And one of the things that this empire was most infamous for was how it ruthlessly recruited its soldiers. The Ottoman Empire created its elite troops by riding up and going into Christian families' homes and then kidnapping their boys, and then enslaving them, forcibly converting them to Islam, and then training them to be killing machines for the Sultan. And so for hundreds of years, brave and courageous Christians waged bloody war against that empire, knowing that if they lost, their children would be the ones getting enslaved next. How awesome and noble. Well, thanks be to God, that empire is long gone. But make no mistake, the left of today are its direct descendants. They also want to take away our children. But they're actually even worse. They don't want to just abduct our kids. No, they also want to mutilate their bodies, turn them into freakish abominations, groom them and traffic them and rape them and molest them and, yes, kill them. As parents, we've been entrusted with a terrifying duty. We have to protect our children from this threat, whatever the cost. So the great test for conservatives in the years to come is this. Can we make the most out of the states where we still have the power and the control? Will we reject the governance of the illegitimate federal regime? Because there's a lot in life that we can't control. We can't guarantee victory in federal elections, for example. Even if we get the most votes, voting is fake and gay and rigged. And we've seen the shenanigans that the left will pull to make sure that they win. We can't prevent our communist blue cities from committing suicide and burning themselves to the ground. We definitely can't control what's going on in China or Ukraine or hell, even Canada. But what can we control? Well, more than anything, we can control what happens at the state level. Again, thanks be to God, we still have a good 20 or so states in this country with reliably Republican legislatures. So our job has to be making sure that these reliably Republican legislatures are also reliably conservative legislatures. As all of you listening and viewing know, that's not a sure thing at all. It's always tempting for conservatives to just be lazy and ineffective and feckless and cowards. Just coast along. Don't make any trouble. Don't make any waves. Collect one paycheck from taxpayers and another one from lobbyists and special interests. Don't stand in the way of woke capital. Don't stand in the way of radical teachers or radical professors or radical prosecutors, for that matter. Definitely don't waste any time protecting our children. That's the easy path that so many fake, phony, neutered Republicans will oftentimes take. But there is another path, the path of actual conservatism. The path that these Republicans' constituents are actually demanding that they take. And that path is difficult, challenging, it's hard. But it's the path that we have to take. And it can be done. In fact, we're even doing it in North Carolina right now. As you know, if you follow this show, North Carolina is one of those hard states. It's superficially conservative. In fact, it has veto-proof Republican majorities in the state House and in the state Senate. And that's important because it has a Democrat governor, at least for now. And getting that Republican legislature to do useful things has been like pulling teeth. This spring, there were three bills in North Carolina to protect children in that state. The first, the Parents' Bill of Rights, requires that parents be notified, quote, prior to any changes in the name or pronoun used for a student in school records or by school personnel. That bill also bans instruction on gender identity, sexual activity, or sexuality in kindergarten through fourth grade. The second bill, HB 574, bans biological males from competing in girls' and women's sports in North Carolina middle schools, high schools, and as well as college. But the most important bill, though, and the one that we had to fight the hardest to pass, is House Bill 808, the Youth Protection Act. That bill exists to do the bare minimum of what any government should do, which is to protect its children from predators. The Youth Protection Act bans so-called medical professionals, psychopaths, from prescribing puberty blockers or hormone treatments to minors for the sake of gender transition, and it bars them from doing any child-mutilating freak show surgeries. If doctors break that law, they lose their medical license. Now, that's fairly merciful, of course, because they should be getting the death penalty. On Wednesday, North Carolina Democrat governor vetoed all three of those bills. So the test now is, will North Carolinians hold Republicans' feet to the fire and make sure that they vote to override those vetoes? They can do it. In fact, they have done it. They were able to do it in May to impose a 12-week abortion ban. Late last month, they also overrode a veto to bar the promotion of critical race theory to state employees and banned the University of North Carolina from imposing de facto political tests on potential hires. So if they can do all of those things, then they should also be able to protect their state's children from mutilating psychopaths. This is exactly what it means to exercise political agency. And if we can do it in North Carolina, then we can do it in any red state. North Carolina has large Democrat cities. It's fiercely contested. If we can ban abortion and protect children there, then there's no excuse for not doing it in Idaho or in Kansas or North Dakota or Ohio, period. Sloan Rackmuth has been working incredibly hard on this and has some victories to celebrate. She's from North Carolina. She's been on this show several times. She was at the very heart of the battle to protect North Carolina's kids. She remains in that battle. She's been exposing the child-mutilating atrocities being committed at that state's hospitals. And for that, Sloan and her organization have been labeled as extremists by the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's a designation that you should wear as a badge of honor, Sloan, for sure. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Indeed. Thank you. And thank you for your help in getting these trio of bills that, as you mentioned, will kind of slow down, if you will, the classroom to operating room pipeline, which we have here in North Carolina, like no other state that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Well, it's our pleasure to help, of course. So what are the victories that we're now celebrating and what must we do to make sure that we finish this?
Well, the victories we're celebrating, as you mentioned, we've got the Parental Rights Act that's passed. Now, it prevents, as you said, K through fourth grade sexualizing children. Obviously, we want K through, 12 if we can get it, but we are celebrating that victory. It also bans these invasive surveys asking children, what's your sex life like? Do you have a gun at home? What is your sexuality? This bill would also make this mandatory that parents would be involved. Government shouldn't be in the business of finding that out anyway. I believe this bill restores what we like to say is just the baseline principle of government. Transparency is for the government. Privacy is for the families, for the citizens. So we believe that this bill will do that. And I do think that Democrat Roy Cooper, the governor here, is in deep trouble, him and his party, because I mean, these bills have wide popularity, no matter if you're an independent voter, if you're a Democrat voter, especially the Women's in Sports Act. We exposed the terrible case of a young girl who was severely injured by a male volleyball player in high school, Peyton McNabb. She'll have permanent neurological damage. We exposed that. The entire state of North Carolina knows her story. Stu, everybody supports this common sense legislation. The Democrats are way off the reservation now.
Yeah. As far as actual constituents, real people, whether they identify as a Democrat or a Republican, both we believe are constructs and totally fake, meant to keep us divided rather than, unified in things that absolutely make sense, which are the things that, parents are talking with their kids about and adults are talking about around their dinner tables or after the children go to bed, is protecting our children and to protect our privacy. And this is not being hyperbolic on your end at all. I mean, I've read it right here. The government of North Carolina actually is asking children about their sexuality and whether or not they have a gun in their home. Why are they doing that? What's the purpose of obtaining that information?
Well, there's two things here. There is a biannual CDC survey, which many states do. North Carolina subscribes to that. And as a matter of fact, we do it in middle school. Only 8 or 9 states do that in middle school, where in conjunction with the CDC, the state is asking these insane, invasive questions. And get this, the permission slip that's given to parents for middle schoolers is, do we have permission to ask your children questions about abstinence? So it's done in fraud anyway. So that's number one. Number two, there are constant, almost incessant surveys that have to do with social emotional learning. The inputs that they get from these invasive surveys, they say, will drive the curriculum throughout the schools. This is interesting. Yesterday, the State Board of Education, along with our Republican superintendent, raised objections to this particular bill because they need to see if this is going to mess with federal funding to get parents' permission before these surveys. Now, that is the law, actually. So what they're saying is because we take federal funding, we're going to have to make sure that we can involve parents in these surveys. It's insane.
Just like we should reject federal funding for any hospital protocols, any NIH protocols for murdering patients in the hospital after separating them from their families, giving them dangerous cocktails of sedatives, hooking them up to life support ventilators, and then giving them poisonous remdesivir and killing them. Any real governor, any state executive that really wants to protect its constituents or its citizens or its state would reject that federal funding, send it back to them, and then actually issue governor's warrants for these people for participating in murder. The same thing has to be done here. Reject the federal funding to protect our children. If we don't protect our children, what are we really doing in this country?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, again, I posted on Twitter last night. This example is a shining example of why we should reject federal funding. Now, you will hear from bureaucrats, hey, we only get 7% of all the total school funding is from the feds. Fantastic. Nix it. Why is it that 7% of the funding is able to control the lion's share of bad policies in schools at the district level? It's ludicrous. We have to get way away from that. But the feds do have us handcuffed. And as you pointed out, we are having a darndest time getting Republicans to act like conservatives. They've been in retreat here for many, many years. We passed Medicaid expansion. Well, this is nothing to celebrate because, again, the handcuffs that are put on every single school district, because it's administered through the school district, from the feds, is something that the average citizen is not willing to live with.
So what is the solution to this? Okay, so we've talked on this program about not paying taxes, about how it's actually voluntary, about how unless you are a citizen or residing in Washington, D.C., you really have no legal obligation to file taxes. This is something that we've been programmed and brainwashed and gaslit into believing is actually true. Payman Motahedah outlines that at freedomlawschool.org. And, you know, I've actually received text messages after yesterday's broadcast. Hey, this thing actually has teeth. It actually really is not legally binding. Your contractual obligation with the IRS is a complete fraud. So when we're talking about federal funding going into our local schools, our school districts, isn't it my property taxes that are supposed to fund that? And shouldn't the schools be more fiscally responsible where they're not reliant or handcuffed by the federal government?
Absolutely. Fraud, waste, and abuse runs rampant in schools. Everyone knows that. There's very little oversight here in North Carolina from the state level. The state does fund in North Carolina the lion's share of some school districts. And absolutely, I mean, controlling fraud, waste, and abuse would go a long way to cutting the cord of federal spending at the district level.
So what's next for North Carolina in these bills? The governor has vetoed them, and now we need to, lean on the Republicans in that state to pick up the sword?
Well, absolutely. These trio of bills, they must be overridden. And moreover, that's not the end of the story. That's 50%. We need to get rid of these radicals in these bureaucratic organizations because we know we can pass a law. It's enforcing the law is the next step. So we need to have good people in place. We need to have oversight on all of this. And we need to have lawyers at the ready because, you know, we're going to have to test some of these laws coming up in the future. Radicals, they're not done. They won't settle for just a law. It's the enforcement of the law. That's the next step. That's what we are going to focus on in the future.
There should be millions of parents in North Carolina coming together on this, regardless of what their political ideologies are. Everybody understands the love for our children. Everybody understands the importance of fighting to preserve the life and the happiness of our children, to keep them from these predators and psychopaths that would love to have their way with them sexually, even in the schools that we send them off to as government-funded daycare, publicly funded daycare, basically is what it is because parents have to go to work. They don't have the resources to, you know, homeschool their children or stay home or to give up one income that provides for that family, especially with the hyperinflation that we're seeing right now, hundreds of billions of dollars going to the fake country of Ukraine, that construct, that leather chap wearing piano penis playing homosexual Zelensky, even his name is fake. I mean, this is absolute tyranny happening right before us, and it has to be up to us, we the people, to put the fear into our government that if you don't do what we are asking you to do, then by one means or another, you'll be removed, and that we will replace that tyrannical form of government with something that's representative of the people and that will protect our children. I've got about 2 minutes left here. Final words.
Yeah, protecting children is a number one. If we can't do that, what's the point of a government to begin with? I mean, a government should do a couple of things. First of all, it should extend the liberty for the citizens. Every law that should be made should extend the liberty, not extend the reach of the government into your household. And so these trio of bills would prevent predators that are dressed up and masquerading as doctors from coming after your children behind the backs of parents in schools. I don't know why that's such a controversial issue. And moreover, like you said, I don't know why I'm on a watch list because that's what I want. That's what everyone wants. I'm not unique to anyone else. I just have a louder voice. We have a louder voice here at Education First Alliance, and we're going to continue to use that no matter what. And we encourage others to join us in this fight. You don't have a choice.
Where is the website that people go to help to support Education First Alliance?
Ed First NC, like the state, Ed First NC.
EdFirstNC.org, EdFirstNC.org. And we hope that you wear that designation as an extremist by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a badge of honor. Thank you for all of your hard work. Who are the Republicans that our viewing audience should be leaning on in North Carolina right now to make sure that we start there and then finish this by going across the country with these bills that will protect our kids?
Well, House leadership, Tim Moore is the Speaker of the House. He needs to be leaned on fully. And then Phil Berger in the Senate. So leadership needs to be leaned on. Leadership has been driving the driving force between either blocking bills, obviously, or bringing them up for a vote. We've got to call them. We've got to hold them accountable for whipping the votes we need for this override and bringing it about quickly next week.
Well, Tim Moore and Phil Berger, I'm going to put you on notice right now. There is a giant spotlight of millions of people shining on to you and only you right now, leading up to this. You're being watched, and there will be consequences for negative actions if you should put down the sword and refuse to pick it up to fight for our kids. I promise you that. Major consequences. Sloan Rackma, thank you so much. You're a hero in today's age. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Stu.
We have been talking a lot about ways to defeat this murderous, illegitimate corporate government crime syndicate that is openly waging war on Americans. Protecting our children, as we just discussed with Sloan Rackmuth, is incredibly important. Protecting them against the child mutilation and the trafficking and the molestation by groomers and rape and murder. And most importantly, knowing that we win this war, that we win this battle, it's important to protect the financial future of your kids. It's why you go to work every single day. Not for the government to just take it away. The great financial reset, where all of the electronic banking systems inevitably will be reset to zero. All of your Social Security, joke, 401ks, Roth IRAs, all of these investment accounts wiped out. And so I have been calling on you to please protect the financial future of yourself and for your children by getting gold and silver, physical gold and silver. Call Goldco today. You'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account if you just mention Stu Peters when you call 855-706-GOLD. Very easy. Have the free consultation. Call Goldco today. They have protected unlimited, countless numbers of Americans from this financial fraud, this overtaking, this ushering in of the Agenda 2030, Great Reset, One World Governance, New World Order, Behold the Pale Horse, all of these things. They're coming after you. They are openly declaring war. Your finances are their target. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call my friends at Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax. Mass deception. America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
I'm going to fill this box here and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
So, for the past 4 years, the Department of Justice has allegedly been investigating the death of Jeffrey Epstein. And they just recently released the report. It's 128 pages long, the product of several years of work and no doubt millions of dollars. Now, take a wild guess what they concluded. If you guessed that, according to the DOJ, Epstein really did hang himself and there was no outside interference to cause or assist his death, you would be absolutely correct. Yep, they say it's all just a big screw-up. Epstein wanted to kill himself, and all of the cameras were malfunctioning, and all of the guards were incompetent, and they were either asleep or out to lunch or not paying attention. Well, he hanged himself. The one prisoner in America who it was absolutely essential that he not be allowed to commit suicide, and he was allowed to commit suicide. That's what the report provides for us. So it's like they're playing a prank on us, expecting us to believe this. But the thing is, most people will. The report is now the official story. It's what will get cited in all of the fact checks from now until the end of time. People want to believe the official story. They want to trust our government. They want to be fooled by lies because it's just easier. Meanwhile, at the exact time as this report coming out, investment bank J.P. Morgan shelled out $290 million to settle with a group of Epstein's victims. So the victims are being paid off while the police say, oh, nothing to see here. You see, that's how you execute a flawless cover-up. You think this is their first time around the block on this kind of thing? Of course not. If you can cover up the full story behind the murder of a sitting president like they did with JFK, if you can lie about something like January 6th, where literally everything is caught on camera from start to finish, if you can lie about COVID-19 being a contagious respiratory virus, if you can lie about a safe and effective vaccine that actually is a bioweapon, if you can lie about 9/11, if you can lie about losing the technology to get back to the moon, then something like this is just child's play. You pay people off, you shut people up, you threaten to kill them, and you move on. Just about the only remaining loose thread at this point is Ghislaine Maxwell. Where the hell is she? Is she going to die suddenly or commit suicide soon? Well, one person calling all of this out is King Bao. King Bao is a recording artist, a music producer, an MMA fighter, a fellow resident of the state of Minnesota, and most importantly, a friend of mine and a friend of the program. He's put out several viral videos, including one that calls out the recent Epstein shenanigans.
Welcome to My Canceled Yet, where we tell you what the news won't. First, Jeffrey Epstein's case ruled a suicide.
Department of Justice has issued a report on the death of Jeffrey Epstein. The report lays out in detail what it says are failures that occurred starting a month before Epstein died by suicide at the Metropolitan Correctional Center here in Manhattan. It also clearly states that Epstein did die from hanging by a noose he fashioned from a sheet or shirt. And there is no evidence contradicting the FBI's finding that there was no criminal activity associated with Epstein's death.
And this is on the cusp of J.P. Morgan shelling out $200 million for the victims of Jeffrey Epstein's case.
A $290 million settlement between America's largest bank and accusers of Jeffrey Epstein was given preliminary approval by a U.S. judge on Monday. The accusers are women who say Epstein abused them and that J.P. Morgan Chase turned a blind eye to the late financier's sex trafficking. U.S. District Judge Jed Rekoff said that, quote, "This is a really fine settlement." Rekoff approved another similar $75 million settlement over Epstein with Deutsche Bank earlier this month. He said these are large compensations for Epstein's victims, though they would not make up for the abuses they suffered.
Funny how we still don't know the names of those victims or who the clients are. Here's also some interesting facts about some recent occurrences with J.P. Morgan. Notice how BlackRock and J.P. Morgan are working to set up a new bank in Ukraine. And funny how the Pentagon just misplaced $6.2 billion going to Ukraine. Seems kind of fishy to me. And here's the thing. Now that Jeffrey Epstein's case is ruled a suicide and all the people are being paid off, I doubt we'll ever get our answers as into who's trafficking in kids. How convenient.
King Bao joins us now. You just highlight some of the millions of lies that the Empire of Lies tells us, you know, what from 9/11 to moon landing technology just being lost to high traffic areas in the cocaine White House, have no idea. In the most heavily guarded, heavily monitored building in the entire planet, we have no idea who brought cocaine into this place. I mean, everybody's dead. Everybody's paid off. Billions of dollars missing. What say you?
Bro, the reason that I love you is because you're just as intense as I am, especially when you're being hoodwinked, right? Like, I don't like being lied to ever, you know?
By anyone.
As an investigator, as a bounty hunter, I know that, you know, when people would lie to you, bold-faced lie to you, part of you just wants to almost like just slap them for the disrespect to your intellect. It's like, you did this. It's evident that you did this. I can't take you seriously anymore. And the reason I do these videos is because I get fed up. I just get intense. I get fed up. And passion, I believe, displays truth.
Yeah, I just sat down with BBC, the British Broadcasting Company, this guy that they sent. I would have loved to have slapped the shit out of him. Or the chick that was on the other end of the, you know, Zoom meeting. I would love to slap these people. We're talking about the murder of children. Jeffrey Epstein, one of the most prolific violators and predators of children. We deserve to know the truth about this. And this was, like I said, the one person that we had the sole responsibility, the most important person that we could keep alive, is suddenly dead. And we're supposed to believe that.
I mean, suddenly dead and died suddenly, right? But at the end of the day, is he dead? I mean, that's the one thing that everybody wants to know. Is he dead? Where's Ghislaine Maxwell? Where, if their client list was never shown, then that means those people are still out there probably perpetuating the same crime if they haven't been caught or addressed yet. So, I mean, there's a lot of questions there with Jeffrey Epstein's death. But the fact of the matter that everybody wants to get to is, why are they covering this up? I mean, it has to be massive. It's evident that we all know hashtag Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself was one of the number one Epstein hashtags. So everybody knows and is in on the ruse. It's just how much longer are they going to be willing to lie to us is the real question.
Yeah. And if they stop lying, the empire of lies just crumbles completely. And at that point, what becomes exposed is completely dangerous. How many people's reputations are lying on this? And when somebody calls them out publicly, you see all of a sudden knee-jerk reactions from the New York Times and the Rolling Stone and Media Matters and, of course, the ADL calling you anti-Semitic or racist or bigoted misogynist or a conspiracy theorist or a radical extremist or a dangerous inciter of violence. Look, you're one person who's been doing this from the very beginning. Take a look.
Mr. Influencer Influencers. Secondly, Jimmy Kimmel. Viral this. I fight to eradicate childhood malnutrition from the planet. And until they release the fight logs, you, the mainstream media, Hollywood, are all pedophiles to me.
So, I mean, this is, you know, on a national stage where you're calling out Jimmy Kimmel. You gave him a certain amount of time to react to you. Has he yet?
No, I mean, I have 10 million views on the Jimmy Kimmel, 11.4 million views on the Jimmy Kimmel Challenge on TikTok with none of the videos up there. Because they've taken three of my accounts and over 110,000 followers. And so it's been almost a year. It's been over a year now, a year and a half, still no reply. And I think we all know why. My song, Jimmy Kimmel Challenge, the first one was Jimmy, Jimmy, would you please respond? If you don't, I won't believe I'm wrong. And if you're on the list, you're canceled too. Until you respond, we'll assume it's true. Well, a year and a half later, I gave them 46 days. A year and a half later, here we are. Millions of views, no response. And it's the best thing. The best thing they can do is ignore me. Because the moment they give me attention, it's just like you, Stu. The moment they give you attention, the moment they see, the world sees that BBC clip, done. Done. All they got to do now is go watch your final days and Died Suddenly documentaries, and it's done. It's literally over. So they have to ignore us, and that's the point.
Okay, so we're a platform of remedy. You're a guy who likes to solve problems and confront them head on. So what's the remedy to this? I've got about 2 minutes left here. I'd like to hear. What should the people, the masses, do?
Well, it's very interesting how I went viral a year and a half ago. And we're talking about the evident and what's obvious. And I've been doing this for 3 years. And I know you've been doing this for a similar amount of time. Yeah. where your platform has grown into all it's become. So here we are exposing and explaining truth to people. And that's why people are gravitating to us. I decided to fight to eradicate childhood malnutrition when I was sitting in my company's, conference, Alovea.com. And we talked about how we were going to eradicate childhood malnutrition. Very interesting how these billion-dollar companies like Pfizer can push out this nonsense while we have food technologies that could absolutely change the world. And it's my goal to fight to raise awareness to that, because if we get 3 million customers on AutoShip, we eradicate childhood malnutrition from the globe. That's why I decided to fight. That's why I do what I do. And that's the remedy to a lot of these issues.
No BS. I am on AutoShip. And I have, hey, King Bao does not advertise on this program. I got no financial stake in the game at all whatsoever. I've been taking the products, and I'm telling you, they're incredible. Alovea, that's A-L-O-V-E-A, A-L-O-V-E-A, if I can get it out. It's Friday, man. It's Friday. It's late in the week. We want to thank you for everything that you're doing. And as the theme has been through today's show and virtually every show that we've done over the last approximately 3 years, fighting for our kids is the one sole most important duty that we have. And we thank you for doing it. And thanks for being here today. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you, man. Grateful.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD, and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon. So kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. StopMyInflammation.com. Just take a look around. You can't help but notice America, our country, is the most heavily medicated and heavily drugged society to ever exist in human history. We drink more than anyone else. We abuse a lot of illegal drugs. We take an absolutely massive number of psychiatric drugs compared to other countries. Antidepressants, anti-anxiety pills, ADHD drugs are huge for our kids. I mean, you name it. And one category of drugs in that cocktail are so-called neuroleptic drugs, better known as antipsychotics. Over the past two decades, countless studies have indicated that antipsychotic drugs actually change the structure of the brain, especially when taken at high doses for long periods of time. In particular, listen, they shrink the parts of the brain responsible for higher level cognition. Now, liars or defenders in Big Pharma claim this shrinkage is just a conspiracy theory. It's actually a product of mental illness. Except that, hold on, we can also see this shrinkage in animal test subjects. So much for the theory of Big Pharma and their defenders, the liars and psychopaths. Of course, we only get one brain, and if the medicines that we take are damaging it, it would be our responsibility to repair it in any way that we can before that damage to our children is irreversible. One of the best ways to do that, you've heard us talk about it on this program, is with nootropics, drugs and supplements that improve human cognition function. Mark Effinger, better known as Mr. Newts, offers a variety of these nootropic products at nootopia.com/stew. You've heard us talk about them. We advertise them. We believe in their products. I'm a personal user of these products. Again, nootopia.com/stew, and Mr. Newts joins us now. Mark, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Why, thank you, Stu. I appreciate it. And same, right back at you.
Yeah. So we have seen in animal studies that the defenders of Big Pharma, these psychopaths that want to kill us and keep us perpetually subscribed to the medical industrial complex and Big Pharma, that they're liars and that these supplements, that these pills, that these poisons are in fact terrible for us and for our children.
Yeah, this is an epidemic. Again, another epidemic. Thank you, Sacklers, for starting the at least giving some awareness to the previous one. And this is really big because we're starting young, right? Get your kids involved, get your youth involved, and they'll be doing it for life. We've had thousands of clients of ours who have come to us begging for us to create solutions to whether it's ADHD or to a lack of focus or to mood issues, to any of those components. And the big challenge is that Big Pharma and the FDA have blocked us from being able to talk and tell the real story. If we do, the FDA jumps in and says, sorry, you can't claim that your products do anything positive. And in reality, we have tens of thousands, over 300,000 people now who have claimed that our products have made an instrumental change in their lives. So one of the things that isn't shared when your doctor puts you on an SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, or an antidepressant, is that you have a 33% increase in what's called all-cause mortality, or reasons for you to die. So if there's a 33% increase in your demise, why would you be accepting your doctor's advice on these solutions? And the other side of that is there are natural solutions that don't cause addiction. They don't cause brain shrinkage, as you commented on earlier. They don't cause cardiovascular issues. They don't cause ultimately depression. And they don't do a thing called downregulation of receptors. One of the big challenges right now is that when you're on an SSRI, it's trapping serotonin in the synapse. And when that happens, it signals to the brain, hey, I got enough serotonin. I'm totally cool, man. And the problem with that is that as soon as that SSRI wears off, which it does every day, it sends you into a tailspin. The same applies to ADHD meds. They trap dopamine. Suddenly the dopamine's gone. You're not producing enough dopamine. You're suddenly addicted to this product just to kind of stay alive, just to keep on top of
it. So what are we doing to our kids when we're listening to these doctors? And why are these doctors promoting these things if they know ultimately that they're bad? Or don't they know that they're bad? Or are they psychopaths? Or are they just padding their own pockets?
I think there's a lot of all of that happening, especially when it comes to the kind of kickbacks that can occur when you're, whether it's working with schools or working with individuals. There's always some kind of, you know, follow the money. And in this case, it's serious money. So as you know what a pill mill is, these are very popular when Sacklers were busy trying to get oxycodone and OxyContin through our everybody in the family, is they would just have organizations ship out millions of these pills unregulated. It was a crazy mess. The same thing is happening right now. You go to any college in America, I guarantee that Adderall is going to be the number one thing that they talk about.
College, hell, let's talk about middle schools, elementary schools. If you have a son that isn't just sitting down over there in the corner and just shutting the F up and being a good, obedient little slave, if he has a little bit more energy than others, or, you know, if he tells a joke that others are unwilling to tell, or if he acts as the quote class clown, or if he's disruptive in any way, shape, or form, the very first thing that these teachers want to do is have some meeting about, does this person have ADHD? Does this child have ADD? And then all of a sudden it's a meeting with the parents. And then the school psychologist, whoever this is, social worker, recommends that you take your son to the doctor. And that doctor is a poison pusher. And then they do some arbitrary tests. They come up with some diagnosis that really has no definitive boundaries. Now your son has ADHD officially by a doctor. And the next thing you know, you're being pushed into prescriptions, Adderall, Ritalin, methylphenidate, clonidine, all these different things. So what are we doing to our children's brains when they start taking these things? You mentioned that they go into a tailspin. I'd like to hear more about that.
The toxicity of that, we just talked about the cloud of Canadian fires coming down to the U.S. right now and causing incredible challenges to our physiologies, neurology.
Formaldehyde and benzene, both carcinogens.
Yeah. Big time. Same thing is happening to our kids, but we're feeding it to our kids at high doses. Every element of those pills is dangerous. Stu, I cannot emphasize enough how dangerous these meds are to our children as they are permanently changing their neurology. You want to take a kid that has quote unquote ADHD? Every kid, every successful CEO that I've met with over the last 30 years has some level of ADHD. They're either hyper-focused, which is a characteristic of ADHD, or they're crazy wild, thinking up incredible things and changing the world. We have a responsibility to foster that kind of behavior and create an environment where kids and their energy can thrive. That's why alternative schools are becoming the next bastion, because putting people in a one-size-fits-all educational institution, feeding them drugs to help them fit that, sounds a lot more like 1984 than it does our prosperous future.
Speak more to this tailspin that you were talking about, the physical part of this. Okay, so, young boy takes pill, goes through the day, monotone, not misbehaving, energy levels down, appears to be lethargic, kind of out of it, but behaving, by the standard, by the social norms, by the classroom expectation. But then what happens when this stuff wears off?
So yeah, it's a chemical lobotomy is what's happening. And when the chemical wears off, it puts you into tailspin. Is what happens is you've basically trained your body to be 100% reliant on that chemical to get you in survival mode. So your body's going into survival mode. As soon as that drug wears off, which it does every day, even the XR, the long-term extended release versions of those, as soon as that wears off, it's been telling your body the whole time that it doesn't need the actual nutrients, hormones, and neurochemicals that your brain needs to operate at a high level. It's saying, it's signaled it the whole time and said, hey, we've already got it handled for you, man. It's in the pill. As soon as the pill wears off, your body, which has been trained now to not create those neurochemicals, says, help. I don't know what to do. You go into tailspin, you go into depression, you go into ineffectiveness. You become a couch potato, you lose motivation, ambition, use creativity. All of that goes by the wayside. And now you're reliant on the next fix.
Plus there's physical effects as well.
Like heroin or cocaine, this is real.
Stunting of growth, for example. You see a lot of these kids their growth becomes stunted or shorted or slighted. So a lot of people are going to say, okay, well, this guy's got products for sale. So he's on the Stu Peters Show, advertises on the Stu Peters Network. He's got products for sale. He wants to push these things. He's not a doctor. So speak to that. What makes you qualified to speak on any of this?
Aside from the fact that I'm a user of my own products and I developed them for that, I saw my wife go down the tailspin of OxyContin, oxycodone, to the point where she eventually committed suicide a decade later. My eldest daughter, who is a home birth, incredible, smart. We're talking about 160 plus IQ. She eventually, as a byproduct of some of these meds that she was on, committed suicide. And she was on, had the best treatment in the country from the best doctors in the country. And the polypharmacy, the multiple layers of meds that they kept giving her, to get her to the point where she was operational, got her to the point where she said, no more, I can't handle it anymore. And she, put herself in. This is not an isolated incident. I dove so deep into biochemistry and neurology from 2008 until current. I have thousands and thousands of documents as well as PhDs. We've got a full team of 20 people at a university that all they do is research for us to make sure that what we're doing is not just safe, but effective, non-addicting, organic, as natural as they come. We even check the farms and the sources for all of our ingredients, and we immediately send them to our lab. It almost scares some of our producers as we go, hey, this looks like a really, really promising new extract from a certain plant. And we say, we're going to go send it to our research facility and have them tear it apart and figure out how safe it really is and how effective it really is.
I'm so sorry for the losses that you have endured in your lifetime. What are some of the, I've got about a minute left here. What are some of the most amazing success stories that you've heard from, you know, specifically, we're all about kids on this program, saving the lives of our children, protecting our kids. What are some of the most amazing success stories, if you have any specifics, that you have heard from your products?
Yeah, one of them, I mean, I've got hundreds of them, but Jeff Simpson, a neat kid, he ended up overdosing on Adderall, became almost comatose, spent 8 weeks in the hospital as a result of that. They said he will never recover. He never get his brain back, that he would be, dumbed down for the rest of his life. We turned that around. We got him on the right stuff. We detoxed his brain with Mental Reboot. We got him on Hyperfocus Drive, now called Ultimate Focus, and kept him on that, worked with him for 4 years. He's now an incredible performance individual out there. And he's just got a story after story after story how this has changed his life. Wow. He texts me on a weekly basis to say thank you.
Amazing. You're doing amazing work, and we really enjoy our partnership here. We're passionate about helping people. This program has always been about saving lives.
I really appreciate the fact that you've got such a warm and loving platform that's helped us to spread the love.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for being here. Have a great weekend. More of the Stu Peters Show next. Again, all of Mr. Newt's products will be found at nootopia.com/stew. That's nootopia.com/stew. Check out these nootropic products at nootopia.com/stew. More next. Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to nootopia.com/stew and use promo code StuPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I gotta tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to nootopia.com/stew. Again, nootopia.com/stew. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Chuck Norris. Who couldn't be? He's not just an action star, he's a veteran, he's a family man, and he's actually really big on health. But get this, he says that he feels better right now at age 83 than he has in years, and it's from making one single change to his diet. What he realized is that after decades of trying every supplement out there, most of them did nothing for his health. But a few did provide dramatic changes, so he put them all together in one drink that he calls Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines all 10 of Chuck Norris's favorite supplements into one daily drink. It's got probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for all those muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. Look at this guy, he looks great. I gotta say, I started taking Morning Kick because I'm a fan of Chuck Norris and I trust him, and I can see why everyone is raving about it. What's amazing is how much more energy I have. Digestion is fantastic. I'm thinking more clearly. Obviously, everyone is unique, so results will be different for different people, but for me, it's an absolute game changer. It makes me feel younger. Plus, it tastes great, just like strawberry lemonade. It's become my favorite drink, actually. If you want to try it yourself, head over to americareadysupply.com/stew. That's americareadysupply.com/stew. We are seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/stu. So as Sloan Rackmuth talked with us about at the beginning of today's program, The schools and the government are asking your children, your minor children, about their sexuality and how many guns are in your home. We know the government always asks these questions because they have, you know, good intentions. FedNow is now tracking your bank accounts. Carlos Cortez has more on that, and he joins us now for the Money Minute. Carlos, what do you mean? What is this FedNow thing?
Well, of course, it's safe and effective.
Yeah, right.
Way, right? Hi, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you.
Yeah, one of the biggest lies ever.
That's the message that they want to portray us to. And you and I know that this is a part of their big scheme of introducing this social credit score. They're going after people on Social Security, people that are on governmental welfare first. With this FedNow program, it's going to be very difficult for them to not accept a digital wallet given by the government. The good news for us, too, is that the actual CBDC implementations are not really going to be effective long term. And there are states that are fighting it, such as Alabama, Texas, North Dakota, and of course, Florida. So you're going to see if they really go ahead with the CBDC garbage and really try to trace you, you're financially inoculating your financial freedoms, but you're going to see a big exodus out of states, more migration to other states that you've never seen before. So the way to protect yourself is obviously giving us a call. We have a solution that fits everyone's household. Everyone's different, but we want to make sure that your portfolio is FedNow proof, basically.
Yeah. Give them a call, 813-448-3446. That's Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management, or else just book your appointment with him online. Go to CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com. The empire of lies will never stop trying to snatch up your kids. They will never stop trying to squash your constitutional, inherent, inalienable, God-given rights as they trample over you and target you for murder. The good news is we have God. And we win. God wins in the end. Pick up the sword and fight. We're going to have some very uncomfortable conversations in the very near future. We're going to have to do some unprecedented things that actually do, in some ways, have a precedent in order to win this battle. We'll talk more about that next week as we return Monday. Same time, same place. Until then, God bless you.